are you doing today?
Good, how are you guys?
Well, we're doing just great, and we're ready whenever you are.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Williams. Let's see, who's going to do him?
Okay,
the Honorable Mr. Cabanas will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Williams?
Yes?
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir, I can.
Just give me one moment while I get our roster in order, and then we'll begin the hearing.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Timothy Williams, 319-412.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 27th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing your attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on the teleconference screen, to my extreme left, on the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as your panel chairman. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also present in the room, pardon me, sir. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Williams and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Williams, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of your supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. So again, it's in two phases. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Again, this is only for the first phase of the hearing. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse and come to raise your company as follows. Allegation number one. Violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 54 West Southern, Mesa, Arizona, on or about August 12, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Williams, is this true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Williams' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Williams, we're going to pass to the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. So just remain on the phone. We will come back to you momentarily for questions. Mr. Osborne.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Williams was released from DOC custody on August 9th of 2017. He was arrested on September 30th of 2017 by the Gila River Tribal Police Department on his obtained warrant status, and was returned back to our custody that same day with 49 obtained days, with a community supervision end date of January 25th of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, marijuana violation, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG or gang information. He has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2005, simple assault, Illinois unknown. And he has a community risk score of G1 to B1.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Williams. I'm going to go through a quick summary of your case supervision. It looks like that you were released with the approved residence at TLC in Mesa on August 13, 2017. You received a discharge letter from TLC stating that you were discharged the day before due to providing a dirty UA sample for methamphetamine. You packed your belongings and left the property, and this is your last known address. So, sir, for the 49 days that you were missing from community supervision, where were you living?
I went home. I had a house in Tempe. Then, for whatever reason, my parole officer wouldn't let me go there because I paroled to Mason, and Tempe was outside of her, I guess, jurisdiction. And the reason why I left, I didn't leave because of the dirty meth sample. I left because they wouldn't let me go to work. I got into an argument with the manager that morning, and the bed bugs at that place were outrageous. That's why I left.
Well, sir, I have to admit, we've heard about bed bugs in the past, and certainly that's those are uncomfortable conditions. You referred to DES for employment assistance. Did you find work?
Yeah, I do paint and drywall for a living, and that's why they wouldn't let me go to work, because I get 1099 at the end of the year, and it was like I would have gotten paid cash, and they didn't. That was the halfway house didn't approve of that, even though my parole officer said that it was okay at first.
Just 1 second, sir. There is a note from TLC that you tested positive for methamphetamine and admitted to use. Is that correct, sir?
No, I didn't. I never even took a drug test, but I have one out.
Did you use methamphetamine when you were outside of the prison system, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. According to programming notes, you referred to task for random your analysis. No UAs were provided on supervision, and it would seem because you absconded before then. So I'll ask you this. The fact remains that you did abscond from community supervision for 49 days. What were you doing during that time?
I was just working and basically just taking care of my kids. I have four kids. Yeah, I was just working pretty much. I don't do anything.
Well, you made contact with your parole officer.
I didn't plan on going down there, but I just didn't understand. I thought parole was a little more like probation, a little more lean, and I just didn't understand. But I had planned to go back down there. I just wanted to finish the job that I was working on first, and I don't know.
Well, I will say that's unfortunate because it's been our experience as an independent board.
I know, it's a stupid mistake.
I was going to say, as an independent board, we listen to a lot of cases, and we find parole to be pretty flexible. So again, I hope that you at least learned that from this experience. You were arrested on your abscond status from the Gila River Tribal Police Department. What happened that made them, or how did you get the attention of that police department?
I have no idea. I was at the casino with my friend for her birthday, and I have no idea. Like, I don't know if they have, I know at other casinos they have facial recognition, where they, because I did have a membership at that casino, so I don't know how that worked.
I'm going to ask a quick question here from our community corrections officer, Mr. Williams. So just give me a moment. Mr. Osborne, this is kind of a unique situation because we have reference from TLC for a positive test for methamphetamine and a notation that he admitted use prior to August 11th, but no follow-up testing. So would that be because of...
Well, there would be no follow-up because he absconded.
Okay.
After he tested positive and admitted to him. I'd like to call attention that there is a document as an exhibit from TLC dated
yes.
August 12th of 2017.
Yes, I have that exhibit. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. I just wanted to make sure that we were counting or I was trying to at least understand why there's no follow-up, but it sounds like it's because he absconded before then.
Yes, so there was only 3 days of supervision before he absconded. He was released on August 9th, and the all-time stop date was August 12th.
Okay, Mr. Williams, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
So, Mr. Williams, there is a documented discharge transfer from transitional living communities. And it says that they baseline tested you when you, it appears like when you first came in and it tested positive for meth and you admitted to use prior. So you're saying that's not true?
That's not true at all. I don't use methamphetamine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions from fellow board members? Okay, back to you, Mr. Williams. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already said, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you would like to share with the board?
I just want to thank all of you for allowing me to be here today. And here in my case, I just want to say I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Williams, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board. Before I go into discussion, I will say that I recognize that you've only been in the Department of Corrections one time, and regardless of how this board votes today, you've been pleasant with the board, and hopefully this is a big turning point in your life. So,
yes, it definitely is. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes, and we'll come back to you shortly with a decision.
All right, thank you.
We're now in discussion. Fellow board members, at issue is 49 abscondes, which Mr. Williams admits to. I don't want to get into some sort of a conflict with Mr. Williams, whether or not he's telling the truth, but I do have to take it fast at face value that we do have a statement from TLC stating that he tested positive for methamphetamine and admitted to use prior to his arrival. But at the end of the day, the allegation we're confronted with is 49 abscondes, and that's hard to overlook, especially considering that it would have been very easy for him to continue contact with his parole officer. With approximately less than 2 months left on his sentence before he's released free and clear, I'm not feeling that he's suitable for community supervision at this point, but I am certainly open and I look to the collective wisdom of my colleagues. Yes, Ms. Rittner.
I certainly agree with you, Mr. Quinones, but this is another individual that I just say, what is he doing in the criminal justice system? He has no business being here, and I hope we never see him again. But I agree with you. I think having him stay where he is the best plan for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse, I certainly don't mean to dangle the carrot, so to speak, but I think if he had, you know, a shorter period of abscond time, I might be a bit more flexible. But is there any further input from fellow board members?
I agree.
Thank you. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion and see where the votes land. And that is, based on the information provided in Ward Number 2017-W2851, our discussion with Mr. Williams, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Williams was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal wager company, inasmuch that he disappeared from community supervision for 49 days and we cannot account for his activity. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Williams, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about January 25th, 2018, which, if you heard me, is less than 2 months away. We highly encourage you to take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to pursue any programming that's available to you, to put together a transition plan for your return to the community. When you're released in January, you'll be free and clear. There'll be no parole officer, no community supervision, and you'll be able to pursue your own interests. As my colleague stated, she asked a good question, you know, what are you doing in the criminal justice system in the first place? You seem to have a bright future and great capabilities, so we do wish you success when you return to the community in January. Thank you for appearing before this board. This hearing is concluded, and if you could, please give the telephone to your CO3. And again, thank you for being so pleasant, Mr. Williams. We appreciate it.
Yeah.